combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. That's the number to call. We're going to have a little bit of a different show today. I think we're going to focus on primarily football of every variety. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the Clemson quarterback situation. We'll talk a little NFL quarterback today. We're also going to talk a little ACC draft. Texas says, hey, Walt, T. Higgins, 6'4", 204. Justin Ross, 6'4", 204 as well. Both top receivers out of the States. Which one do you see more successful in their time? Look, I think that it's not just those two. It's Kendrick as well. I think they're all going to be successful. But I think it's T. Higgins' time. And I think you're going to see him emerge this year. And I think he'll become the go-to guy on this team this season. I also still think Etienne's going to be the go-to running back, and I hope that's the case. And you know, because I still continue to hear things about, you know, three running backs, and again, Etienne is special. He's special, and you have to give the ball to special. Alabama kept the ball away from special all year. They kept it away from Tua Tagovailoa, and because of it, they were going to lose the national championship 30-0 to Georgia. Eventually, you have to go to special. And so I would think that this is T. Higgins' time, and I would think that it's Travis Etienne's time. And look, you need a complimentary back, and I think Feaster can be that. But if it comes down to which of those two guys gets the most carries, I certainly hope it's Etienne. And again, it's no offense to Feaster. I think Feaster is a good, talented back, a bit of a straight-line athlete, explosive through the hole, can certainly go the distance when he gets a crease, all those things. But Etienne is just different. He's just a breed apart. He's historically special, and I think he needs the ball 200 times. So we'll get into all of that. I was thinking last night, this morning, while I was at the garage. I'm not only at the garage every day, but even here at the station, I'm having work done, like the front windshield on the Jeep, because it would seem as somebody broke it.
Why would that happen?
Who knows? I mean, you know, it was, I think it was a time I was parked like a million miles out and some punk decided that, it would be a good idea to break somebody's windshield. So, you know, well, I mean, it's not totally broken. It's just a foot and a half L-shaped crack running right from the top. So, yeah. So that presumably is going to be done in the parking lot here today. Although the guy's not here, and he kept asking if he could be here early, and he's not here at all. So we shall see. As part of the conversation today, I started thinking about 7-10 says, Zeke got tired of you talking trash about him, so he hunted your vehicle. Hey, Zeke, you owe us a pizza. Is that unbelievable? Didn't we think Zeke had been thoroughly vetted and was an upstanding citizen?
Yes.
And of all the people, we thought there would certainly be no issues collecting.
Or at least call and talk about the, how come he hasn't even called to talk about the tournament or anything?
Yeah, no,
odd.
You know, it's like I tell you, every time something good with North Carolina happens, he's on the horn. But when something goes wrong, I can't find him with a search party. And since North Carolina lost by 20-some points to a football school in the NCAA tournament and got knocked out much before Clemson did, long before Clemson did, we haven't heard from him. Not a single time since.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you know his pattern.
Oh, yeah, right? That's the pattern.
So
yeah,
that's his pattern.
That's the,
so
that's the pattern. But I thought that he would, you know, I thought he would own up to the bet at some point, but apparently not. So we will be pizza-less, it would seem. We'll have to buy our own. I started thinking about the ACC players who were invited to the combine and how they might peel off the draft board in 2.5 weeks. We're quickly approaching the draft. And I think...
Oh, are you getting stressed?
Well, I mean...
You got your list. I know it's not going to be that list. I know the list is not going to stay like that.
What list?
The list you made of the top 100. You're not going to change it?
Oh, well, you know, yeah. I mean, what did it... You know, I was content. I had it down to like 101. I was thinking I'm finally finished.
That's pretty content.
I was standing back looking at the painting and thinking it's finally done.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I had to dabble. And so... I added five or six more names. And the thing is, my 100 is solid. There are no weak links in it, all right? I mean, I have studied the film on every one of those players, and they're there for a reason.
Right.
But I still, every once in a while, think, you know, my real issue is I can't fit 106 into 100.
No,
that's my real issue.
You can't.
And
you can't.
And I have to take guys off that I think have a great opportunity or just leave it the way it is. You know, and there are lots of things that go into it. Like every year, there's the issue of the secondary quarterbacks. Everyone always thinks that the quarterbacks beyond the main bunch, because quarterbacks, the most important position, are going to fly off the board in rounds two and three. But it seldom happens. It seldom happens. If you want a quarterback, generally you get him in round one. And the pedestrian guys, the guys who people ooh and ah over at the combine and talk about how great they are, and, you know, like Joshua Dobbs, and look how great he is and how great he's throwing the ball. Those guys never go in the first three rounds. Never. Never. Now, this year, there are some different types of guys in that realm. Like Mike White of Western Kentucky, who has a good arm and has a high whiteboard IQ. And there's Kyle Loletta out of Richmond, who really impressed in the Senior Bowl and seems to be attracting a lot of interest. How much interest? Is someone really going to draft him in say, round two? Will the Patriots, or a team in need of a quarterback, assuming they don't move up to pursue one, will they take a guy like Loletta? There's some Navy ties in Belichick's background there that might make you think that that's possible. Certainly the Patriots need a quarterback, but they have other needs as well. In any case, what I did last night and this morning is I started looking at the ACC players who are going to be drafted. I pulled the ACC players out of the picture. And I think our guy is here right now. I pulled the ACC players out of the picture and decided to take a look at just them and how they might come off the board. And, you know, I don't know. I forget the total number of ACC players there were, 55, 60. I can't remember how many were invited to the combine. It may be more than that. What I did is I ranked the top 30 last night and today. I ranked the top 30, and I'm going to talk about those today and how I think they would come off. And Brian D on the text line says, I figured a guy from Northern Tennessee like you would have some of your mob associates deal with Zeke.
Mob
associates. So I ranked them. I ranked the top 30 and how I perceive them coming off the board. Number one is going to be Bradley Chubb, and I think everybody knows that. I've compared Clemson's Xavier Thomas to Bradley Chubb. I think that's the comp. Chubb is a thick, powerful guy who's strong, can set the edge, can get upfield, can rush the passer. I don't think he's ever going to be the type of guy that puts together 15 sack seasons. I'm not sure that's what he is. I think what he is a 9-10 sack guy who gives you a formidable player on the edge. And he's clearly the best of that lot in this draft. The most complete edge rush guy in the draft. There are
Chubb?
Other guys. Say again?
Who'd you say? Chubb?
Bradley Chubb.
Okay.
Yeah, there are other guys that could wind up being better pure pass rushers, but they won't be as good a complete football player as Chubb. You know, so it may be that in time, a guy like a Harold Landry, for example, may prove, and he may just be a situational pass rusher. He may not be an every down player. In all honesty, he was an every down player at Boston College. So those are the kinds of things you have to evaluate.
But in terms of Bradley Chubb, he's a ready-made product. I mean, he's a plug-and-play guy. You start him from day one. If a team like Cleveland got him and could play him opposite Myles Garrett, or a team like Denver got him, and that would give Denver two great pass rushers. You know, certainly the Colts need to establish the ability to rush the pass. I think the Giants, given Gettleman's history of preferring line of scrimmage type players to skill position players, that's certainly a potential landing spot. Here's what we're relatively certain about Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb will be the first ACC player taken. It will be anywhere from 2 to 6. I would be shocked if Chubb is anywhere outside 2 to 6. I don't think he's 1, and I don't think he falls to 7 to Tampa Bay. I think the earliest he goes to the Giants at 2, I mean, this, again, assuming these draft positions remain as they are now, and they may well not, they may change. And then, again, the latest he goes is the Colts at 6. He doesn't go any later than that. So it's somewhere in that range for Bradley Chubb. The second ACC player off the board is going to be Tremaine Edmonds, the Virginia Tech linebacker. Now, Tremaine Edmonds is 19 years old, and I'm not sure we really know what he is yet. I think there are a lot of people, because he played inside, who think that that's what he is, that he's an inside linebacker. And he may be. He may be. But he has an interesting body type that could actually lead to him being a really formidable outside rusher. And as an inside linebacker right now, he takes a lot of false steps. You'll see him creeping up on virtually every play, and sometimes he takes himself out of place completely because of that tendency, and he's going to have to be broken of that tendency. But he's 19 years old, and there is a world of potential for Tremaine Edmonds, and there are lots of teams in need of both inside linebackers and outside linebackers, and since he gives you that versatility, now, the risk you take is that he's not fully established as anything yet. Right now, he's not an elite outside rusher, and he's not an elite inside linebacker. I mean, if you just watch the film, he's not the player that Roquan Smith is. He just isn't. But his potential is beyond Roquan Smith's. And that's the tough evaluation. We'll take a quick break. Waltip to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in, now's the time. 654-7627. I'll be back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Along Lake Richard B. Russell, discover a golfer's gym, Arrowhead Point Golf Club. Golf Week ranks at the number 3 course in Georgia. See for yourself why so many love playing there. Do a stay and play where you get 2 rounds of golf and 2 nights stay in a waterfront cottage. Arrowhead Point Golf Club in Elberton, Georgia at Lake Richard B. Russell. A nationwide top 25 under 50. Arrowhead Point online at arrowheadpointgc.com or call 706-283-6000.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got a year. Wow! I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
I don't feel nice at all. I mean,
I am more in trouble with the public.
Right. I am in throat punch mode, just so that you're clear. All right. Yeah. I mean, I am completely over the top right now in terms of all of this, all of it. I mean, even trying to order a simple pair of particular kind of boots that I needed, and that 2 different companies told me that I would have, and now they're telling me that and I needed them, you know, like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And 2 different companies told me that they'd have them, and that they'd have them to me, and now they're telling me, oh no, back ordered.
Both companies are telling you back ordered.
The first one's over. The second one
is back ordered.
The second one who told me they would not do what the first one did, that they had worked it out with Danner and that I was good. Today I decided, because I didn't have any tracking information, that I'd call them back again.
Yeah.
And they don't not till June or July.
Oh, well, they want me any good, man.
And
it's too hot.
And they charge my credit card.
No, they're not supposed to do that till they ship.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're telling me. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. One day.
Yes.
I'm going to do the Bill Buckner thing.
What's the
I'm
Bill
going
Buckner?
To go live in my own private Idaho.
You get what's Bill Buckner's like? There's like Ted, whatever.
Bill
what was
Buckner's
his name? Krasinski,
the,
like that.
Bill
like
Buckner.
In a hut?
Bill Buckner's the guy who let the Mookie Grand ball go through him
and lost
the World Series,
yeah,
and then had to relocate to Montana I think it was Montana,
yeah,
somewhere where there were no human beings, because I'm going for a different reason.
Yeah, to keep from killing people.
But you want to get in, 654-7627. We're talking about the top ACC players in the draft and how they might come off the board. And, I've already said, and I've rated the top 30, and this will take us into round 4, all right, in terms of how the ACC players will come off. I've rated the top 30. It will take us into round 4. I'll tell you why I rank them where I do. or why I have them ranked where I have, and all that stuff throughout the course of the day. Let me get to Rudy on the Northland Communication phone lines. Rudy, welcome back, Rudy.
Deb Tula, how you doing today, bud?
I'm all right.
Sounds
Rudy.
Like you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine for I'm fine for a bootless guy with all sorts of auto problems and a broken windshield.
Hey, I think the definition of going. I think that's the definition of going postal.
Yeah, I'm fine. Otherwise, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Clemson defense. Where's the defense rank? I know Dabo said no consistency, long way to go, and so forth, but he says that every year. I mean,
yeah, it's
what's your opinion on where's the defense rank?
That's all coach speak at this time of year.
Tenure at Clemson.
Yeah, I think this has the potential to be the best defense that Coach Sweeney has had in his time at Clemson, and perhaps one of the best in history. I think defense always starts up front. It starts with your defensive line, and this defensive line has a chance to be the best in Clemson football history because, first of all, it's remarkably deep. I mean, Clemson can roll 8-10 guys easily.
No doubt.
And when you can roll 8-10 guys and stay fresh against today's offenses and put the type of talent that Clemson's putting on the field, I mean, you're not, you know, in other institutions, let's say some other school, let's say like a Virginia Tech, for example, good program, solid program, does a pretty good job recruiting. Let's say that they have a four-star guy. I don't know what Tim Settle was when he came out of high school, but let's say he was a four-star guy. All right, he's in this draft, but so he's not really in the picture anyway, but this is just an example. If they were to take Tim Settle out, they don't have another four-star guy behind him. You know, they have maybe a two-star guy behind them. And so there's a drop-off. There's a significant drop-off. And look, there's a drop-off even with Clemson. But when Clemson starts rolling in guys, they're rolling in other four- and five-star guys. I mean, Xavier Kelly at defensive end, I think, was a four-star guy. Xavier Thomas is a five-star guy. You know, Albert Huggins, I think, was a four-star guy. I don't remember what Niles Pinckney was. But the point is that when Clemson takes these guys out for a few plays, they're bringing guys in who are also extremely heralded players who are hungry to get their chance. So
true. And Walt, you know who that reminds me of? I hate to mention their name, but because me being a Tiger fan, but Alabama is – most years, they are deep in depth on most positions. And Clemson puts me in mind of them being so deep that, you know, it's hard to beat them when you have players coming in
that
are as good as the ones you're starting. Yeah.
Sure. And again, that talent up front is phenomenal. I mean, I think in terms of how this defense will eventually be viewed, Rudy, I think the key point is really Lawrence. I mean, if Lawrence is anything close to 100%, then I think this defense winds up being, I think the defensive front winds up being the best in Clemson football history.
Have you heard anything about his status?
Well, I mean, they say he's healthy now, but they want to protect him and not risk injury. You know, I don't know. I mean, if he's healthy now, then I would think he could play. I still think that
hold on.
This is just a guess. I don't think he's 100% there.
I got you. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, bud. One last thing, and take it off the air. Your thoughts on the secondary, because I know they mentioned it may be a little weak this year, and I appreciate it, bud. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate it. Well, you know, there are obviously rumors of Cornell Powell perhaps switching to safety. Powell's a thick, athletic kid, and if Clemson has such a luxury of wide receiver talent that he's not finding a fit, then maybe that's a fit. It's not easy to change positions midstream. Not easy. So for someone who asked me about that in the text line, that's my answer. But he's an athlete. He's I expected more from him by now, quite honestly. But again, it's the opportunities, given the talent level that Clemson has, you know, it's tough. It's just, it's tough. But that defensive front, I think, is where it all starts for Clemson. And I was going to talk about that unit anyway today. So Rudy just provided the invitation. It's when you can roll 8-10 guys and still be coming back with elite players, elite player, it makes it almost impossible for an opposing offense. Because one of the things any good offense hopes to do, and especially any up-tempo offense, they hope to wear down their defense. Well, when you can successfully and continuously roll 8-10 guys, you're not going to wear down. You're not going to wear down. But again, I think the key from a historical – look, this defensive front is going to be incredible. Incredible. And that's where the defense starts. So, you know, any talk about, you know, this concern and that concern, I do think it's just coach speech. The coaches have a different job than I do. Coach's job is to keep their players focused and dialed in and keep them wanting more and keep them wanting to get better and keep them hungry to reach a different level. Mine's just to evaluate it, you know, and from my standpoint, I'm not charged with any of those things. Otherwise, I'd be saying the exact same things. But just looking at the talent, I mean, I can tell you that Clemson's the most talented defensive line in the country. The only defensive line that can come close is Ohio State. And they lost a few pieces like Lewis and Holmes and Hubbard. Clemson didn't lose pieces. Now, Ohio State has a lot of depth and a lot of guys waiting in the wings, and Bosa's just sensational and is only going to get better and will wind up being just like his brother, a top five type pick eventually. But Clemson didn't lose anybody. And you've got guys like Albert Huggins and Niles Pinckney who are, you know, just biting at the bit to get their opportunity and their chance. And so, you know, if this is going to be a great defensive front, regardless of Lawrence's health, they're going to be great regardless. If he's truly healthy, then I think you're talking about the best defensive front in Clemson football history. And obviously, during the Ford era, there were certainly some phenomenal defensive lines, incredible players, incredible talents. Fridge, Michael Dean, it just went on and on and on. But this group is truly exceptional because, let's just say from the starters, that three of the four wind up being round one picks without even specifying which one doesn't. Let's say three of the four wind up being round one picks and the fourth winds up being a round two pick. Well, again, this is projecting a long way out now. Xavier Thomas is going to be a round one pick eventually. Very Bradley Chubb-like. And if he plays to his talent and he works hard, and again, that's what I can't say with any degree of certainty whether he'll follow that path all the way out as Chubb did. But if he does, well, then he's Bradley Chubb too. And he'll wind up at the top of the draft one day. And he'll post very similar numbers to Bradley Chubb. Similar body type. He'll post very similar athletic measurables. That's who he is. Well, that's another future round one pick. You know, Pinckney is a talented guy. Huggins is a talented guy. And these guys will get drafted. They're like the Alabama defensive linemen who don't necessarily play immediately, but eventually they get their opportunity, and the NFL still recognizes their ability. So what I'm saying is, you know, in the Clemson defensive line rotation, you're going to have at least four. And yeah, Austin writes about KJ Henry and asking for a comp on Henry. You know, Henry still has to fill out more. He's like 220 pounds last I knew. He's very athletic. He's long. You know, I think at a similar stage, he looked a little like Cleveland Farrell. And of course, it took Cleveland Farrell a couple of years to become physical enough to set a hard edge and to add the strength that he needed to be able to do that. I'm not sure exactly. My guess on Henry is it's going to take him a little longer, and I want to see how Clemson uses him eventually. But yeah, down the line, he's another guy who could be a round one pick. So, you know, almost everywhere you look on the Clemson defensive line depth chart, and when you start evaluating teams, you're evaluating quarterback play and the line of scrimmage. That's where it starts. Every evaluation for me of any team that I'm looking at starts with quarterback play and the line of scrimmage. Continuity on the offensive line, talent on the defensive front. Well, you know, this team has unparalleled defensive line talent. Unparalleled. There's nobody that can match it. Not even Alabama. You know, not even Alabama. You know, and I was going to say it's also a little bit of a different scheme, but, you know, keep in mind, it's funny. We'll talk about odd fronts or even fronts, and, you know, this team's a 3-4 team, this team's a 4-3 team. You know, the way football is being played now, we live in a sub-package universe. It's the way the game is being played now. So, you know, whatever your base defense is on paper really almost doesn't matter, because the vast majority of teams at every level are in nickel and in some cases dime as a base. Because you have to be. You know, it's the way the game is being played. Now, in the SEC, where in some places you're still playing sort of a throwback brand of football, it's a little different there. But it's hard to play in any of these other leagues and keep three linebackers on the field. That's why you almost need these, if you're intent on doing that, you almost need these hybrid types of players that are faster and more athletic and can play in space. You sacrifice a little in terms of stopping a power running team, but it's necessary to be able to defend today's offenses. Again, it's true in the NFL as well. The NFL is a sub-package league. You know, these teams are playing 70, 80, 90% nickel. And so we're at a constantly changing football world, and that impacts the draft as well. It impacts the way teams are constructed. We'll continue to talk more about this. We'll also get to my list of the top 30 players to be drafted in the ACC. Let me tell you about Thomas Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Thomas from the original owner. Catering, tailgates, parties, they do it all. They stayed true to all the original recipes and added some things that were specifically their own. Like, they added their own mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is unbelievable. Their own banana pudding, which is the best banana pudding you will ever taste anywhere. Trust me when I tell you that. They just redid the store and the storefront. They're your home for your Cheerwine National Champion barbecue sauce. That sauce is every bit as good. I know that sauce sounds great, but trust me when I tell you, it tastes even better than it sounds. They also have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina and New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss them in any of 8 sauces. Seminole Ted Ramona just wrote, the mac and cheese is phenomenal. That's what we're talking about, Ted. Seminole Ted knows. He's been to Tom's. The mac and cheese is phenomenal. He just wrote that. I didn't ask him to. Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 288-2652. 288-2652. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Clemson baseball team returns home to Doug Kingsmore Stadium this weekend as the Tigers host the Miami Hurricanes in a pivotal ACC showdown. First pitch is set for 6:30 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes before each game on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Report back to me when, I don't know, when it makes sense.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7625. 727. It appears that Jerry Jones is going to meet with Dez Bryant on Friday. The much-talked-about looming potential decision. There's been a lot of talk of dissent between Jerry and Stephen Jones regarding how to handle Dez Bryant. And quite honestly, this is going to play a significant role in what Dallas does on draft night, what this ultimate decision with Dez Bryant is. So it's worth watching if you're a Cowboy fan. Cowboys have a lot of options at 19. The Cowboys are actually in a really good spot at 19 in this draft. There's going to be a good player there when Dallas selects. I mean, it could be a linebacker. It could be a defensive tackle, which is a primary need. It could be a wide receiver, certainly. And in addition to that, it could even be a left tackle prospect if they're not totally convinced in the long-term health of Smith's, or the long-term recovery process of Smith's back. He says he's fine now, but, you know, he missed games last year. And quite honestly, you know, people talk about Zeke Elliott being out. Elliott wasn't a big loss. I mean, he was a loss, certainly, but he wasn't their biggest loss. Their biggest loss was left tackle. When they lost their starter, Smith, at left tackle, they fell apart. They fell apart. Texas says we'd be in good shape if we got rid of crappy, happy Jason Garrett. Yeah, that may be true. There may be some truth to that. But that's a very important meeting for Dallas in terms of how the immediate future plays out and in terms of what happens draft night. So we'll see. Again, there appears to be some dissension within the Joneses regarding what to do and how to handle Dez Bryant in his future. So we shall see. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Now would be the time. Let me tell you about the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. It's the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame induction sponsored by Ingalls. On Thursday, April 19th, 2018, you'll have the 4th Annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Golf or Gun Tournament. The golf tournament is at 9 a.m. Shotgun start presented by Miller Direct. It'll be held at played at the Preserve at Verdi and the Embassy Suites on Verde Boulevard in Greenville. The Sporting Clay Tournament will also take place at 9 a.m. It's presented by Trail Corporation at McConnell Hall, Preserve in Anderson. Thursday, April 19th, the 6th Annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Verde Boulevard in Greenville. The Enshrinement Ceremony is presented by IAG. Some of the past inductees were legends like Harry Carson, Danny Ford, Willie Jeffries, Deacon Jones, Brian Dawkins, Fisher DeBerry, just to name a few. For more information about these events on April 19th, as well as other South Carolina Football Hall of Fame events, please visit Please visit scfootballhof.org/events. scfootballhof.org/events, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at scfootballhof. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, we're making a difference through football. Wow, Texas said, I don't believe in Prescott. Well, that's a problem. And, you know, it's interesting because you're not the only Cowboy fan I've heard say that. And if you don't believe in Dak Prescott, then you have a big-time issue. You know, is it conceivable that Dallas could draft another quarterback at some point in this draft? Yes. The thing about drafting quarterbacks, and again, don't tell me about the outliers. I know them all. But the history of the quarterback position is that if you don't draft one early, you may as well not draft one at all. They're just wasted picks late. Quarterbacks that matter come in rounds one and two, with, of course, the notable exception of the greatest of all time. But that's just the way it is. If you want a quarterback, you have to draft them early, and Dallas is not going to be drafting a quarterback early. So, you know, you're stuck with Prescott. I mean, listen, his weapons weren't great last year. His left tackle situation was disastrous when Smith went down. He did not have Zeke Elliott for six games. He's a young quarterback. I'm not sure what you want. Look, here's another thing that happened. The Cowboys ran a lot of waggle pass action on first and second down, a lot of naked boots on first and second down, and people figured it out eventually. They figured it out. And they were able to shut some of that stuff down. So, look, Dallas has some work to do. But as Jerry Jones said, you know, they're not all that far away from Philadelphia. I mean, you know, Philadelphia has a stacked roster in this era, but Dallas has a lot of good players. They just need to figure it all out. You know, there's the other dilemma, and that's this. And it's the dilemma that I've discussed before. And there's no remedy for this. This is what makes the National Football League of today such a strange place economically. You can't have stars. You know, I know this sounds almost counterintuitive, but you can't have star players. You can't have nice things. Because when it comes time to pay the nice things, you can't pay them and keep your team together. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have it like an all-league caliber offensive line, but they're not going to be able to hold it together because they're not going to be able to pay all those guys and pay Dak Prescott and pay the guys and pay Zeke Elliott. You know, you have your rookie deal. You have your fifth-year option if you sign a guy, if you draft a guy in round one. And then you get up to the point where then they want their money. And when they want their money, now you have a problem. Because, and what I'm talking about is essentially the way the rest of the league does it versus what I'll call the Patriot way. You know, the Oakland Raiders, Khalil Mack is an incredible player. He's already saying he wants $65 million guaranteed his next contract. Okay, he's worth that. But how do you pay him? How do you pay that type of money to a defensive player in an era of offense? You know, it's hard to hold any team together. Look at the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks drafted and created this incredible dynamic defense, which they couldn't hold together. And this is the nature of this game. It's why the draft is so strange today. Because when you draft a guy highly, you have to pay him. And in 4 years or 5 years, you're going to have to pay him a lot if he lives up to your expectations. It's the strangest of situations because a system that is designed to help the worst teams, in a way, actually keeps them down. Because by the time one of these guys gets good, all right, let's pick an example. Let's say that Cleveland were to draft Sam Darnold. All right. Cleveland drafts Sam Darnold. The Browns suck still. Sam Darnold gets better. Well, year one is rough. Year two, he shows signs of improvement. Year three, he's starting to get good. You know, year four, he is good. Year five, and now you're in his contract year. And now you no longer can pay him based on the rookie salary slotting. Now you're going to have to open up your wallet and your bankroll, and you're going to have to pay him $150 million. Meanwhile, you're going to have to pay Myles Garrett. You're going to have to pay the Saquon Barkley or Nick Chubb, and you're not going to be able to do it. We live in a salary cap era. So it's a really strange dynamic in which, no, I've never heard anybody even talk about this but me. I've never heard anybody ever address any of this. The strange dynamic of the NFL in terms of how this structured of a salary cap actually works and how, in a way, you know, let me compare this to the Patriot way. People have sat there and watched the Patriots all offseason. They said, what are they doing? How do they let Malcolm Butler go? And, you know, how do they let, you know, all these guys leave that they did? Deion Lewis. How they let Lewis go? How they let Brandon Cooks go? How they let Danny Amendola go? How do they let all these guys go? How they let Nate Sutter go? the most significant of them, left tackle. Giants made him the highest paid left tackle in the National Football League. How did the Patriots let all those guys go who were starters and still be relevant? Well, they let them go because they all want to be paid. And there's no way the Patriots are paying Nate Sutter the money that the Giants paid him, because the Patriots understand how to exist in a salary cap era. So they're not going to pay a guy like that. They're just not going to do it. They'd rather let him go and figure out a different way. And quite honestly, Nate Sutter's not worth the money the Giants paid him. I mean, I don't know if the Giants watched film the last 2 years, but Nate Sutter's not elite. Nate Sutter's replaceable. And look, I don't know what New England's going to do. I still personally think they may flip Patton from the right side to the left side and plug in Antonio Garcia, their third-round pick out of Troy, on the right side. I still think that that's perfectly conceivable. So I don't know what they're going to do. But they'll find solutions. Amendola is a no-brainer. People think Amendola was a loss. Amendola's not a loss. Amendola was thrown away by a team that understands what they're doing. Amendola is a 32-year-old guy with a long history of injury. He flashed in the playoffs last year and was good. Great. Okay, now he's on the downhill side. And once you pass 32 in football, if you already have demonstrated a proclivity to injury, you're not going to suddenly get healthier. So he had to go. Brandon Cooks had to go because Brandon Cooks wanted to be paid like a number one receiver. He's in his contract year. Patriots don't view him as a number one receiver. So they're not going to pay him, you know, $15 million a year. In a real way, the only team in the NFL that understands the salary cap is New England. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. And by the way, people question them, which is the greatest irony. 269-1232 on the web, gilstrapproofing.com. Look, they're the best. They've been the best for 80 years. That's all they do. They don't do garage remodels or bathroom remodels. They do roofs. And they'll be glad to help you with yours. If you have any question about your roof, take advantage of their free storm damage assessment. We get hit by storms all the time. Let Gilstrap check your roof out. You have no idea the condition of your roof. Ramona thought her roof was fine. Her house wasn't that old. And suddenly, her living room started to rain. There was a leak. She called Gilstrap. They came right out and fixed it. They've had an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for over 30 years. This is who they are. It's what they do. Whether you have a small job or big job, call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 1055, The Roar.
Celebrate our Tiger Saturday as Amici Cafe of Clemson hosts a pre- and post-spring game block party. Tailgate all day with crafts on draft, outdoor games, live entertainment, games, and large TVs. It's the Tiger Den in the parking lot of Amici Cafe of Clemson in Plaza 189 across from the tennis facility. The party starts at 11 and goes until only two blocks from Death Valley. The spring game pre and post block party Saturday at Amici Cafe of Clemson. Live entertainment, beer trucks, outdoor games, and more. Amici Cafe of Clemson. Pizza, wings, friends.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley, if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure, and you can currently enjoy savings of up to 70% off on winter clothing. At Elkmont, you'll find fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, along with the area's best selection of Patagonia, North Face, Southern Marsh, Yeti, Columbia, Sperry and Hunter boots, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, Chacos, Birkenstocks, Costa and Ray-Ban sunglasses, and so much more. Elkmont also offers fishing and lake kayaks and has a wonderful selection of paddle boards. All this plus a women's boutique and restaurant with 16 craft beer taps. Folks, there really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, the next time you're passing through, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Today I wanted to talk to you about one of the most critical but least understood types of insurance. When I talk to people, I ask them, what is your greatest asset? A lot of times I hear, well, it's my house or it's my car. Actually, an employee's greatest asset is not their home or their car. It's themselves and their ability to earn an income. Did you know that 71% of Americans would find it very difficult to meet financial obligations if their paycheck was delayed for just 1 week? Fortunately, there is a solution, and it will help you attract and retain employees. That solution is disability insurance. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is the Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make insurance easier.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming.